What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Judas Peterson, when a good guy goes bad. So as we all know by now, Jordan Peterson has officially joined the dark side by sucking the balls of the Jews, and not any old Jews, but the Zionist Jews, the worst of the worst. Ben Shapiro's a dirty Jew, and Jordan Peterson is with the Daily Wire, which is run by Ben Shapiro, and Ben Shapiro and Jordan Peterson were in the presence of Netanyahu, who is quite frankly one of the worst terrorists on the face of the planet. If you guys don't know who Benjamin Netanyahu is, look him up. The fact that Jordan Peterson was in his presence and was totally cool with it, that's all we need to know that he has officially joined the dark side. And that's why he's called Judas Peterson, because he is a betrayer. You guys out there have got to understand something very important. At the end of the day, money talks. When Jordan Peterson got popular a couple of years ago, he was authentic. You could tell that this guy really believed what he was saying. He was standing for it. But a couple of years ago, he had a nervous breakdown. He had to go on some drugs. His daughter became a big time hoe. This was a guy who called MGTOWs weasels, but his own daughter divorced her loving husband and rode the cock carousel with Andrew Tate of all people. So the guy went through a very, very bad time, and I think the Jews were able to put pressure on him to join their side, which he obviously did through the Daily Wire. He's now making a lot of videos on LoserTube, where he's talking shit about the Iranian government and how we need to give women more rights and freedoms in Iran, and women must become feminist. And you can tell, guys, you know, Jordan Peterson, that he knows that he sold out. You can tell. See, people like Andrew Tate, people like Hamza the Indian scumbag, Corey Sale PUA, people like that, they're psychopath, okay? So it doesn't matter to them if they sell out or not. They can stab you in the heart. They can steal your money. I mean, Andrew Tate bragged about taking $20,000 from some incel who thought he was actually buying real love from a woman when he was running his version of OnlyFans. So people like Andrew Tate, people like Hamza, people who are natural born psychopath. And guys, to be a psychopath, you don't have to be something special. It's not like in the movies where you're like one in a million. We all probably ran into psychopath in our life. I mean, my cousin, technically second cousin, who I spent $20,000 on to open a restaurant with, he was a psychopath, okay? So how psychopaths operate is that they are narcissistic, and they start out wearing the mask, and then they take off the mask after you accept them and you're too far into their program. Now, Jordan Peterson is not a psychopath. This is what makes Jordan Peterson's story so sad, is that he, again, Jordan Peterson is a inherently a good guy, but he ended up joining the dark side. Now, in Islam tells us that you women can lead a good man astray. So Jordan Peterson, maybe his wife said to him, hey Jordan, I want a divorce because I can't handle all this pressure about you being anti-feminist and pro-men. Maybe his daughter being a dirty sharmuta, maybe that made him feel like a hypocrite. Whatever the case is, guys, trust and believe, Jordan Peterson joined the dark side because of women. This is why the Jews want to suppress MGTOW. Again, I've said it before and I've said it again, you can't even advertise MGTOW on Google. Give it a try, guys. Let me know if you succeed. Because if you can advertise MGTOW on Google, I'll actually pay you to advertise MGTOW TV. Trust and believe, you won't succeed. I know, I tried. Okay, the reason why the Jews want MGTOW to go underground, to be destroyed, it's not because we're waking up people. Look, 85% of the people on this planet, they're fucking sheep. They're goyim, they're behayim. Behayim is Arabic for cattle. I told you guys before, my Jewish grandfather, when he came to Egypt from Morocco in the early 1900s, he changed the family name from Ben Hayim, which is about as Jewish as you can get. He changed it to Behayim, which means cattle in Arabic. So the Egyptian people thought my grandfather was a stupid idiot, but he was literally laughing all the way to the bank. This is why I tell you guys out there, man, act stupid, play stupid. You know, playing stupid, acting stupid gets you out of trouble more than anything else, because people say, oh, he's just some dumb retard, and they're not gonna waste time with you. You know, that's what I do when I travel. You know, when I travel to countries like Romania, Egypt, Mexico, I just play stupid retard. Heck, I even do that here with the police officers when they stop me. But now, you know, here in a small town, USA, the police officers know me because I'm the DoorDash guy. Plus, I deliver food to their chief and captains and supervisors. So they kind of give me a break. You know, a couple of months ago, I accidentally broke a red light a couple of months ago, because you know I drive so much with DoorDash that I was thinking that I was at a stop sign, but it really was a red light, and I took a left. There was no cars coming, there was nobody crossing the street, so I'm thinking to myself, hey man, this is a stop sign, but turned out to be a red light, and a police car came after me, and then he pulled up next to me. The police officer looked at me and he did a U-turn because they know it's me. I'm your local DoorDash guy. I'm doing my job. You know, I'm not harming anybody or anything like that. You know, it was an honest mistake, which it was. So here in small town USA, guys, I'm good with the police officers. So always, you know, when you do jobs like DoorDash, you do these lowly gigs like this, you know, people don't think much of you, but literally I'm laughing all the way to the bank because the money I make from DoorDash, I mean, in all honesty guys, I'm gonna be making a video about this. I don't want to go out on a wild tangent. If it wasn't for DoorDash, there'd be no MGTOW TV, there would be no jet setting to Romania, there would be no looks maxing. You know, we would not be here if it wasn't for DoorDash, believe it or not. So I'm gonna be making a video about DoorDash later on and how you guys can, you know, easily make $1,000 a month working a couple of hours with DoorDash. But that's not the point of this video. Okay, going back to Jordan Peterson, is that he is a person who was pressured again, probably through his wife, you know, wanting a divorce. Definitely his daughter being a hoe, that had a negative effect on him, because you guys remember he called us MGTOW's weasels because we didn't want to man up and take care of women. Well, look at your daughter, Jordan Peterson. She had an amazing husband, the father of her kids, and what did she do once she got money and got popularity? She divorced her husband and she was sleeping with the likes of Andrew Tate, you know. So that definitely had a negative effect on him. Now, the problem here you guys need to understand is that there's gonna be a lot of false flag operations, okay? Ben Shapiro is a dirty Jew. You guys need to understand something about us Jews, okay? We Jews play both sides. You know, the Jews were playing the axis of evil, they were playing the allies. Before that, the Jews were playing the British against the French against the British. That's just our way, you know. We take both sides. That's just how we Jews roll. It's part of our genetic makeup. we can't help it. So for somebody like Ben Shapiro to come out here and tell you what you guys want to hear as goyim means absolutely nothing when you are paying him, you know, $10-20 million a month as subscribers to Daily Wire. So as you guys know by now, Steven Crowder, you know, he came out a little bit emotional the other day saying that Daily Wire wanted to fuck him over. And now there's talk that Steven Crowder, either he set this up early on because he had a domain name called Stop Big Con. It was Stop Big Con was actually registered weeks ago, end of December, like December 22nd. So obviously, Steven Crowder was, this was a preemptive strike. Now there are some people saying that, hey, maybe Steven Crowder and Daily Wire are in on it. And think about it, guys. Before this Steven Crowder thing, I didn't know Daily Wire. You know, I knew about Jeremy's Razor because Better Bachelor, but I did not know Daily Wire, okay? But after Steven Crowder, I looked into Daily Wire and I'm like, holy shit, these people are making money. And I'm actually looking at Daily Wire, how they got profitable, because, you know, we might do the same thing with MGTOW TV. See, Daily Wire owns Candace Owens, they own Matt Walsh, and they pay him a big ass salary. Now, we at MGTOW TV, you know, I'm fucking delivering fucking pizza, and, you know, for $8, you know. Obviously, I don't have big money to pay anybody to be under contract, but I'm looking at ways how we can be profitable, not just for the platform, but for the content creators. You know, one of the good things about MGTOW TV, guys, is that the platform cannot be profitable unless the content creators become profitable. This is why I tell you guys, you know, donate to the content creators, super chat, you know, $5 every now and then, that helps out. You know, if you donate $5, we take 10% of that. That's gonna be 50 cents. Right now, guys, every transaction on MGTOW TV, our commission is 10% plus 30 cents to make up for the credit card processing fee. You know, credit card processing companies, they take like 2.93% plus 30 cents. Eventually, guys, just so the content creators can take the full percent, the platform fee, I might have to put in a platform fee of like 3% plus 30 cents when you guys load up your wallet. For example, if you load up your wallet for $100, you're actually gonna pay $103.30. You're paying an extra, again, you're paying an extra 3% plus 30 cents. And the reason behind it is two things. Number one, content creators can get the full 90% of money. So if you donate like $10 to any of the, if you donate $10 to a content creator, they're gonna get $9. You know, if you donate $1, they're going to get 90 cents. Right now, if you donate $1 to a content creator, they lose, because here's how it works, 30 cents plus 30 cents. You know, there's 30 cents plus 10%. Okay, so let's say you donate $1 to a content creator, right? You super chat $1 to a content creator. 10% is of a dollar is 10 cents, plus 30 cents is 40 cents. So when you donate $1 to a content creator, they're really getting only 60%. And the platform, we are only getting, so 10 cents plus 30, we're getting about 10 cents out of this, because the 30 cents are mandatory, okay, guys? The 30 cents, when you use your credit card or PayPal to load up your wallet, 2.9% plus 30 cents, that has to be taken out whether we like it or not. So in the future, guys, that I may have to pass on to you, because again, this way the content creators get to keep the full 90%, and also at the same time, guys, MGTOW TV is losing money. We got our 1099s from Stripe and PayPal. I'm looking over everything, but we lost money, I can tell you that. And I'm gonna be letting you know in a month or two when we officially do the taxes, go through our CPA, we probably lost money. Again, we're not losing big money, we're losing about $800 a month. I know a lot of you guys out there are gonna be saying $800 a month you're losing on MGTOW TV. That is big money. Rumble lost $22 million last year, okay? So you guys need to understand, believe it or not, MGTOW TV is able to go toe-to-toe with Rumble. Anything Rumble has, we beat, okay? They have live streaming, we have live streaming, okay? Their commission is 20%, our commission is a lot lower, okay? So the only thing that Rumble has that we don't have yet is the mobile apps. Now, we do have mobile apps for MGTOW TV. They're not up to my standards. You see, I am a PHP back-end developer, front-end developer, jQuery, CSS. I know nothing about mobile apps. This is why I just can't do the mobile apps like I do MGTOW TV. Eventually, I'm going to have to hire somebody to help me out with the mobile apps. And this is one of the reasons why the 2.9% plus 30 cents has to be offloaded to you guys. That way, you know, we lose a little bit less money. That way I can actually afford to hire somebody to work on the mobile apps. So the point about all this that I'm trying to tell you guys is that here on MGTOW TV, we are authentic, okay? Terrence Papadas is authentic. TFM is authentic. Sandman is authentic. The Realist Philosopher is authentic. You guys need to understand, our content creators are not big enough to be approached by the mainstream media and be given a deal like Jordan Peterson or Steven Crowder. And another thing about Steven Crowder, you know, Steven Crowder uploaded a video where he played a recording. Now, Steven Crowder said he only recorded three people in his life. And he played the recording of one of the main guys from Daily Wire. His name is Jeremy Sumpson. So he played a clip of a phone conversation he had with Jeremy on air, on his videos. You know, is that even legal? Can you legally record somebody without their permission? Maybe he recorded him with their permission. We don't know. Is it legal for you just to air somebody, a conversation with somebody on the World Wide Web? Is that even legal? Can Daily Wire go after him for, you know, illegally recording the conversation or putting the conversation on air without their consent? See, this is what makes me think that maybe, just maybe, Steven Crowder and Daily Wire are in on it. This is what you guys need to understand. There's gonna be a lot of false flag operations out there to keep the goyim, preoccupied. This is the most important part of this video right here. The Jews want the goyim to be preoccupied. This is why they gave you Andrew Tate. This is why they gave you Hamza. This is why they gave you Pearly Things. By the way, guys, a lot of these Muslims who are blowing up on YouTube, they're CIA assets. I know some of you Muslim guys are going to be like, Amr, how do you know they're CIA assets? Because I was approached by the CIA back in 2006. They offered me $120,000 to be a translator in Iraq. Now, I know some of you guys are going to say, well, Amr, 2006, there really was no social media back then. And, you know, you're going to translate in Iraq, you know, you're going to be a translator in Iraq. Guys, do you think the CIA is ever going to approach you and be like, yo, man, how do you like to do some false flag operations for us? It doesn't work like that. You see, guys, the CIA needs psychopath, okay? For example, Omar Mateen, the Orlando shooter, I personally knew Omar Mateen. That motherfucker is a psychopath, okay? His father, Sadiq Mateen, is an FBI informant. You really think that Omar Mateen, aka the Orlando shooter, loves Islam to the point where he's willing to murder gay people? Come on, man. See, CIA needs to deal with psychopaths. Psychopaths are people who have no conscience. Like my second cousin who destroyed my restaurant, and he ended up pocketing like $8,000, because I told you guys, when I came back to America, he shut down the restaurant, sold off everything, pocketed the money, and then he had the gall to say, well, actually, you owe me money. And I'm like, what the fuck, motherfucker? So he just took the money and ran, and that was the end of that. I never saw him after that ever again, nor do I plan on seeing him after that. Word up is that he found another stupid Egyptian woman to con out, because he actually conned his own wife out of probably more money than he conned me out of, and she did the right thing. She divorced him, and she moved to Dubai, so fuck him, good for her. However, he did find another woman to scam. This just goes to show you guys, there's suckers born every minute. And a lot of people out there, they don't learn until the hard way. This is what I want you guys out there to understand, man. When you find yourself dealing with psychopaths and narcissists and scumbags, you know, they're gonna sucker you in. And when they sucker you in, you have to break clean of them. You know, one of the reasons why I came back to America, because even though our restaurant in Egypt was actually making, you know, our restaurant was actually making money. It wasn't... When I say making money, you have to remember, our restaurant in Egypt was only open for like 2 months. It was making money. Not big money by any means. However, my cousin was like, oh, the inspector wants a bribe. Oh, we need a new hood, you know, ventilation system. So every day it was, oh, something else. And he's like, you gotta go back to America, man. Work in America. So that way we can pay off the inspectors, you know, that way we can meet health codes, stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, so I came back to America so I can send money back to him. And then he's like, we need the equivalent of, when I came back to America, I have already sent him $1,000 doing DoorDash within just a week. You know, this just goes to show you, I was working 15, 16 hours a day. And then he's like, oh, we need to pay the rent 6 months in advance. And I'm like, you know, 6 months in advance rent, that would have been, no, 3 months in advance. He was like, I need 3 months advance rent. That would be $3,000. Now, I personally know the landlord. I sat down with the landlord before we came to Egypt, and he's like, no, you only need rent for 1 month. You don't need rent for 3 months at a time. And my cousin is like, no, the landlord wants rent for 3 months at a time. And I'm like, I'm not going to give you $3,000. Even if I have, because here's the thing. My cousin was like, I need 3,000 American dollars by tomorrow. And I'm like, no. Even if I had $3,000 on me, I would have not given him $3,000, you know? So he was like, okay. Next day, I get a call from my ex-wife saying, hey, your cousin just closed down the restaurant. He's selling everything in the middle of the street, and he's pocketing the money in his pocket. So this just goes to show you guys that psychopaths have no conscience. They will destroy something just... They will destroy something just to hurt you, even if they themselves get hurt. This is the thing about psychopaths, is that they are willing to get hurt as long as you get hurt. Now, thank God I paid back the $20,000. I didn't pay a cent in interest. Yeah, sure, it took me like 3 years because I was using one credit card to pay another off. And I was doing DoorDash for 15 hours a day, you know, living out of a car. So I'm good, baby. My cousin right now, again, you know, he's just working low-end jobs, scamming people. And, you know, the guy was willing to scam his own family members. I've known my cousin ever since he was a motherfucking baby. And if he's willing to scam me like that, what do you think people like him would be willing to do to average people? This is what you guys out there need to understand. A lot of people out there they're psychopath, okay? The CIA, when the CIA puts you in a spotlight like Omar Mateen, Andrew Tate's father was a CIA agent, and he was actually one of the best CIA agents out there. Go look it up, guys. So when the CIA puts you in front like Andrew Tate or Omar Mateen, trust and believe, they are looking for psychopath. They are looking for narcissists who have no conscience. This is why Andrew Tate says top G. You know, see, here's the thing you guys need to understand, you know. When Andrew Tate says I'm top G, or Hamza the Indian scumbag says I'm a cult leader, you know, in the beginning, you guys will say, hey, that's them being confident. This is what you guys have to watch out about, all these PUAs who tell you, confidence, bro, okay? You can be confident and still be a scumbag, okay? My cousin, second cousin, if you want to be technical, he was like, Amr, I was the best manager at a restaurant in Dubai and London. Turned out that he wiped the floors over there, and he actually fled the countries. My cousin is persona non grata in the UK. He can't go back into the UK because he was trying to like scam him through welfare and overstaying the visa. So he's persona non grata in the UK. In Dubai, he actually fled Dubai because he was working with a company in Dubai to scam people out of their hard-earned money. Have you guys heard of what was the name of that company? There was a company, I forgot the name of it. I seen it on American Greed. Basically, it was this investment company that promised people to invest their money and they'll make hella good returns on it. So a lot of these normal people, was it Sky Capital? I forgot, you know, it was an American Greed. So anyways, this investment company, they pretty much took money from hardworking, honest people, promising them they're gonna invest their money into high yields investments. And what they did was they simply took the money, wasted it on booze, women, crack cocaine, and then they told the people that they took the money from, sorry, it was an investment, went bad, better luck next time. So I think it might have been called Sky Capital. To find out, just go on American Greed, type in Sky Capital. Again, I'm not sure of the name, but I mentioned it in other videos. So just type in American Greed, Sky Capital. I'm pretty sure it's gonna let you know which company was involved in scamming innocent people. But the thing is, when innocent people get scammed, they don't get their money back. You know, I didn't get $20,000 back from my fucking cousin. He was like, you owe me money. It's like, bitch, get the fuck out of here. So people like Andrew Tate, people like Hamza, they get you in a position where you look up to them. Right now, Andrew Tate is like, oh, I'm a prisoner of war. You know, they're gonna beat me. They're gonna crucify me. You know, Hamza is saying, oh, the Matrix is gonna execute me. They're gonna cancel me, join my mailing list. I've already proven to you that Hamza is gonna start selling you courses on Kajabi really soon. I mean, you guys saw the videos I put up of Hamza selling fucking fitness courses for almost $500. Like, really, bro? You're gonna sell a fitness course for $500? This information is free on the internet. In fact, I give you free information on how to build muscle all the time. Go to a fucking doctor, a real doctor, get your testosterone checked, you know. If you're a fugly looking person, go to a fucking doctor, sit down with him and say, yo man, what can we do to make this face look good? That's what I did when I went to Mexico, okay? You don't need to pay some fucking Indian scammer $500 for that, okay? The point that you guys need to understand is that scamming is going to be the norm in 2023. Everybody is gonna scam you. Everybody's in on it. Is it possible that Steven Crowder and fucking Daily Wire are in on it? Possible. Okay. But the only thing I can tell you here is that Jordan Peterson inherently was a good guy who, because of circumstances, had to join the dark side. See, I don't want any of you guys out there to join the dark side. This is the main point of this video, because a lot of you guys out there will, a lot of you, see, here's the thing you guys need to understand, man. Poverty and misery is good. Let me say that one more time. Poverty and misery is good. Why? Because it doesn't put you in circumstances where you can join the dark side. For example, Islam tells us, do not ask God for wealth. Why? Because religion tells us wealth is like juggling coal. Nobody wants to juggle coal, right? See, that's how wealth is. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say wealth is a bad thing. I mean, King David, the greatest king of all time, he had a lot of wealth. You know, his son, King Solomon, same thing. So wealth in itself is not a bad thing. The bad thing here, guys, is that for people who don't know any better, wealth can lead to their destruction, especially if there's women involved. And guess what? Women will always be involved. If there's some wealth out there, women will be involved. You know, again, Jordan Peterson, his daughter went from a good traditional wife to being a dirty, dirty sharmuta because of wealth and fame, right? So you guys out there need to understand, right now, your best friend is God and his prophets, okay? You know, the holy book, the teachings of the prophet, that is your best friend, because we don't know what false flags out there are going on. Maybe Steven Crowder knew that they're gonna give him a contract trying to shut him up, because that's what Jews do, you know. It's called golden handcuffs, you know. So the Jews can say, hey man, we're gonna give you $50 million, we just don't want you to talk about this and that, and now, you know, you can't say the truth. So maybe Steven Crowder is authentic, or maybe Steven Crowder is in on it because he was with Blaze TV and he's like, hey, I'm gonna go off to Daily Wire, but here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna raise awareness for my muck club. I'm gonna raise awareness for Daily Wire. Hey, maybe Daily Wire will come out and say, hey, we you know, Steven Crowder is right. We sat down with Steven Crowder and we're gonna change our contract a little bit. And at the end of the day, you know, Steven Crowder will say, you know what, I sat down with Jeremy at Daily Wire and we worked things out, and now all of a sudden people will go to Daily Wire while Steven Crowder makes several hundred millions of dollars. You know, maybe this is a false flag operation to begin with. Do we know that for a fact? No. Okay, this is why I tell you guys, God and his prophets right now are your best friend. That's number one. Number two, poverty and misery is good because it keeps you guys from being in a circumstance where your morals are tested. Because at the end of the day, guys, you don't get to Steven Crowder's level, you don't get to that big level unless there is somebody allowing you to get to that level, okay? You guys, here's the thing, you know, if I like stop doing DoorDash right now, MGTOW TV will be shut down, and it would be as if MGTOW TV never happened to begin with. This is what happens when you really are telling the truth. Now, how my channel got big, guys, it's not my initial channel. How my channel got big, it wasn't because Susan decided to bless me. As you guys know, I was the first ever Muslim, Arab, red pill content creator out there. You know, some big Middle Eastern social media dude saw my videos and he's the one who told people, hey man, go sub to his channel. I was getting 200 subscribers a day, guys. You know, my ad revenue was taken off like a Boeing 747, right? So it wasn't because Susan decided to bless me, it wasn't because I got the algo, you know, I got the algorithm on my side. It was because some big popular Middle Eastern social media personality saw my channel, and he told his viewers to go sub to my channel. And then you all know what happened. I was on a cruise with the family out in Alaska, September of 2019, and obviously no internet in the middle of fucking Alaska on a cruise. I go to Genoa, I go to, you know, the local cafe over there to see how my YouTube channel is doing. Gone. Three strikes, uno, dos, tres, one after another, gone. And I appeal it. I get like a let. I get like an email from fucking Google like half a year later saying, oh yeah, your channel is permanently deleted. Go jump off a bridge. So if you guys are telling the truth, you will not make it far, okay? And see, Jordan Peterson, he was telling the truth, but the Jews, they got to him. You guys need to understand, man. We are at war with the Jews. When I say we are at war with the Jews, I'm not talking about Martin Goldberg. I'm not talking about Halsey. I'm talking about dirty Jews, Zionists. We are at war with Ben Shapiro. We are at war with Benjamin Netanyahu, okay? We are at war with Mark Zuckerberg. We are at war with George Soros. So when you get big, that's when the Jews are gonna have a stare down contest with you. They're going to intimidate you. They're gonna blackmail you. They're gonna look throughout your history. When that time comes, and it will come, if you really do gain enough traction out there to where you are a legitimate threat to the Jews, and you guys have to understand, the threat to the Jews is the truth. The truth is the only thing the Jews are afraid of. If you say, yo man, let's have a boogaloo right now, yo man, let's go have an insurrection, the Jews would love that, because that will give them the right to exterminate you and call you out the bad guy and get away with it. But if you are saying the truth, the Jews can't have that, okay? I've said it before and I'm gonna say it again. Everything wrong and bad with this great country of ours is because of Jews. This is why they want MGTOW eliminated. It's because we say the truth, and not only that, we tell men to get away from women. Again, Jesus was not married. You guys know that. I know a lot of people out there, they say, oh, he was fucking Mary of Magdalene on the DL. How do you know? Were you there? Okay, Jesus was not married for a reason. You guys have to understand, every prophet was married. Marriage is actually one of the foundations of religion. In fact, in Islam, it says marriage is half of your religion. Okay, this just goes to show you how marriage is important in religion. Okay, but Jesus was not married. He was 33 years old when the Jews decided that they're gonna kill him. He wasn't married. Why? Right now, guys, just like 2,000 years ago, the Jews have women fully on their side. Women are now agents of Satan. This is why I tell you guys, women are Satan's little helper. You cannot have a relationship with a modern woman, okay? Trust and believe, Jordan Peterson's downfall was woman. Again, his own wife could have said, hey Jordan, I can't stand this type of affliction that we're having, I'm gonna divorce rape you. You know, differently, his daughter being a dirty sharmuta, divorcing her good husband and sleeping with the likes of Andrew Tate, that definitely had something to do with it. I tell you that right now. You guys need to understand, man, woman cannot handle affliction. Let me say that one more time. Woman cannot handle affliction. Job, or Prophet Ya'ub in Islam, his wife tried to cut a deal with Satan himself. If a prophet of God 4,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, I don't know how long Job was, okay? If a prophet of God, his own wife was trying to cut a deal with Satan, imagine if you tell yourself, your wife, hey wife, we have to go live in Afghanistan up in the mountains with the Taliban. What do you think she's going to do to you, huh? What are you going to do when you tell your daughter, hey, daughter, be chest, you can't be a fucking charmuta. What do you think she's going to do to you, hmm? See, you guys out there, the biggest threat of MGTOW is not so much the truth, okay? You know, it's the fact that we are telling men that women are a problem, okay? Again, 85% of people out there are fucking sheep, okay? They're gonna get herded like cattle to the slaughterhouse. So the Jews are not worried that MGTOW is gonna cause a revolution, a civil war. It's just that they're worried that if men do not have a woman, A, they're not gonna have something to bring them down, and B, these men might say, you know what? You know what? I'm just gonna sit home, play video games, eat Cheetos, you know, deliver DoorDash enough so I can pay my rent. You know what? I might just go build me a log cabin out in the middle of Tennessee. Me and my buddies might buy up some land and just build cabins, go out there, you know, get some solar power. I think that's what Better Bachelor is doing, and that's a great cause if you think about it. You guys out there, that's a great idea. You know, guys, hook up with Better Bachelor, or better yet, you know, do your own idea. Some of you guys out there, you know, pool your money together, buy some land out in Tennessee, maybe within 45 minutes, an hour at the most from the city. Build log cabins out there, okay? And then, you know, do DoorDash on the side or go work in the city, you know? Guys, if I, Amar Mitwali, am making $400 a month doing DoorDash, you guys don't think you can do that too? You know, there's nothing special about me, man. It's not like DoorDash is saying, oh, Amar, he's been with us since like day one. Let's give him the good orders. You know, to this very day, I get orders for $1.75, you know, for 10 miles. You think I accept that shit? Of course not. So I'm going to be making a video for you guys out there on how you can make money with DoorDash, because a lot of you guys out there, especially you young guys, you know, you older guys out there who own your home, you got everything set for you. Okay, good for you. But a lot of you young guys out there, it's very expensive. In fact, they're building a community just a mile away from where I'm at. The homes are starting at $400,000 for a single townhouse. Guys, I remember a couple of years ago here in small town USA, a home would be starting off at $175,000, $200,000 for a single family townhouse. Now the motherfuckers want $400,000. You young guys out there, you have been priced out of the market. Unless you have super duper wealthy parents, or you win the lottery or something big, you're just not gonna be able to afford a house in the suburbs or anywhere really. So this is why I'm telling you guys, you young guys out there, you gotta start using your brain. Again, best thing to do what Better Bachelor did. Buy land out in Tennessee within an hour away from the city so you can go work in the city, you know, build log cabins, solar panels, shit like that. Another thing if you guys want to do it, which I'm, you know, if it wasn't for MGTOW TV, I'd be doing this by now, drive truck, okay? You can buy really, really nice apartments in Turkey for $50,000-$60,000. You can buy, wow, luxury apartments in fucking Turkey for $100,000. You know, some truck drivers, depending on how much you're willing to drive, some truck drivers clear $50,000-$60,000 a year. So imagine working as a truck driver 2-3 years, you know, you save up enough money so you can go buy yourself an apartment in Turkey or maybe somewhere in Mexico. You know, Mexico is becoming expensive because a lot of people are going there now from America, and you can't blame them, man. Eventually, guys, the Mexicans will build a border to keep us out. That's just how bad Biden is doing. Quite frankly, I honestly don't know if we will make it to 2024. Imagine this, guys. Imagine the energy goes out. Imagine gas price goes up. Imagine there's no food. You're not gonna make it. If energy or food or the internet, electricity pretty much goes out. If one of three things goes out, it's GG. It's over for us. So energy, food, and the third thing was electricity. I know some of you are gonna say, isn't energy and electricity kind of the same thing? No, energy would be like gas. You know, imagine if gas is $20 a gallon, right? Electricity is, you know, internet, turning your lights on. So if the internet goes, AKA electricity, if energy goes up through the roof, AKA gas, if food goes up in pricing, it's GG. You guys need to understand something right now. This will happen. Okay? See, God in the Quran says every nation gets punished. And I know some of you guys out there are thinking to yourself, is that how God rolls? Does he just destroy nations just because he can? No. God says we don't destroy nations because of us. We destroy nations because of what they do. You look at here in America, man. You got LGBT. You got fucking transvestites. You got all that. What are you guys doing about it? Nothing. Okay, then. If you want to let evil overtake you, God will have to destroy you. You know, look at Prophet Lut. You know, Prophet Lut tried to stop the Sodomites, you know, from being fucking homosexuals. But guess what? They just became even more fervent to be homosexuals. So God said to Lut, you and your family, leave this town immediately and do not look back. Well, guess who looked back? His wife. See, this is even more red pill from religion. Guys, you need to understand, man. A woman whose heart is in places like the West, you might be able to take her out from the West, but her heart will always be in the West. In other words, if a woman's heart is corrupt, you can take her out of the corruption, but her heart will always be in corruption, okay? And again, this is why the Jews hate MGTOW, because we are telling men to go away from women on a very, very deep spiritual reason, okay? There's a channel on YouTube called MGTOW, MGTOW, right there in your face. It gets hundreds of thousands of views. False flag operation. Why? Because all he does, it's a production company. It's probably CIA as far as we know. It's not like one person is behind it. All that CIA false flag operation known as MGTOW on YouTube does is that he posts clips of like women doing dumb stuff and, you know, doing clickbaits like, this is why men don't want to date women anymore. But they don't tell you what I just told you. You know, Jesus was not married. Why was Jesus was the only prophet of God not married? Why? Because the woman at his time, their heart wasn't evil. Why did Lut's wife, even though she escaped from Sodom with him, why did Lut's wife get destroyed? Because her heart was in corruption. See, this is what the Zionists out there don't want you to know, okay? Again, the Zionists are not afraid that we will, do the boogaloo, that we're gonna storm the capital. They're not afraid of that. They're just afraid of men going away from women. Because once men go away from... Look, guys, I have nothing against marriage, okay? I have nothing against living with a woman. I have nothing against having kids. You cannot do it in this toxic society. That's the problem. The toxic society. Guys, if men listened to this video, they listened to TFM, they listened to Lion of MGTOW, Sandman, Terrence Pop, Realist Philosopher, Rare Breed Siri. Guys, if men ever came to MGTOW.TV and they heard us saying the truth about women, these guys will never ever deal with women outside of pay to play. And I'm telling you guys, as somebody who did pay to play, I did it four, maybe five times. I got it out of my system. I'm no longer interested in pay to play anymore, man. I did it, yeah, it's $100. You know, that's like a day of doing DoorDash, no big deal. I just got it out of my system, you know. But again, a lot of guys out there, they're just blue pill, they're simps, they're always going to be there. See, it's the 15% of the population, because here's the thing you guys need to understand, man. If the 15% of the population that are not natural born simps, if they get this message and they say, holy shit, there's a group of people out there who think like me, and they realize, holy shit, there's some guys. If you're watching this, there's something special about you. You're not a natural born simp, okay? If you are not a natural born simp and you hook up with other people who are not natural born simps, you get to do things that are remarkable. You guys take me for example. Fucking MGTOW TV is able to compete with Rumble, you know. Rumble has, our live streaming is better than that of Rumble, you know. I can get a server, you know, right? Believe it or not, guys, believe it or not, every person who live streams on MGTOW TV, they have a $6 server, okay? When you see TFM broadcasting to hundreds of people on MGTOW TV, that's a $6 server a month, not a day, not an hour. A month, okay? Imagine if I got a $100 server. He can broadcast to thousands of people, so I can compete head on with Rumble. Okay, again, only thing they have that we don't have is the mobile apps. I do have the mobile apps, they're not up to my standards, okay? But this is why I'm saying that we need to start lowering the losses on MGTOW TV. That way I can start paying somebody out of my pocket to do the apps. Again, DoorDash, I'm doing $400 a week. I'm going to be making a video about that, because I have to keep in mind, out of those $400, you know, gas, food, shit like that. So that $400 comes down to, like, you know, maybe $250. MGTOW is costing me like $1,000, like $800. So at the end of the month, I have like maybe $200 or $300, you know. I can work, you know, more hours. Like right now, I'm working probably 10 hours a day. This is Friday, it's a good day. You know, I can always go back to California, work 15, 16 hours a day, but I would rather work more on MGTOW TV than actually, you know, fucking deliver pizza. But hey, it is what it is. And to be honest with you guys, to be completely honest with you, I like doing DoorDash. You know, I like being able to grab my coffee in the morning, get my day going. I know some of you guys are gonna say, Amar, that's a problem right there. $2.82. Guys, I get free refills from fucking Starbucks. If you are a gold member like I am, you get free refills. Oh, by the way, guys, if you have Starbucks reward points, you know, the reward stars, the items you can buy with them are going to go up 50%. For example, you can get a cup of coffee for 50 stars. Well, guess what? In February, this cup of coffee is going to cost you 100 stars. You know, the protein box that you can get for 200 stars is going to cost you 300 stars come February. Right now, guys, I have a little bit over 1,300 stars, okay? I'm going to try to get 1,400 stars by the end of the month. And then I'm going to go into Starbucks and I'm going to, like, take all the protein boxes they have. you know, because I can get 7 protein boxes for free because it's still going to be 200 points each. But come February, it's going to be 300 points rather than 200 points. So inflation is all over the place, guys. So right now, guys, you have to be thinking about yourself. How do I fight inflation? If you have to grow your own food, if you have to raise your food, if you have to fucking go off a bridge and fucking fish, like I do or try to do, which I haven't caught anything other than catfish, then it is what it is. Another thing, guys, there's a website out there called Gas Buddy. Gas Buddy, they have like a debit card that gives you 20 cents off of gas. I actually joined Gas Buddy a couple of days ago. Hopefully they mailed out the card. So Gas Buddy can get you up to 20 cents off. Another thing, guys, Sam's Club or BJ's. I don't know about Costco. We don't have a Costco here. But I'm actually at the parking lot of Sam's right now. You guys see the cars behind me? These are all Sam's customers getting gas. Guys, Sam's gas, Sam's Club, their gas is about 30 cents lower than everybody else. You know, everybody here in small town USA is selling gas for $3.39. I got gas for $3.05. So Sam's is hella cheaper than everybody else. And that's because the way they see it, you know, yeah, sure, we're going to lose a little bit on gas, but they're going to come inside and buy, you know, $100 worth of products, right? Joke's on them. I don't even step foot inside a fucking Sam's Club. But hey, at least I save on gas. So right now, guys, if you guys travel a lot with your car, go to Gas Buddy. Get that debit card. Again, mine should hopefully be in the mail by now. I'll let you know how it works. You just need a bank account because they take the money right out of your bank account. I don't know if you guys are comfortable with that or not, but it's a big company, so it's not like they're gonna fucking steal, you know, your money, right? So look at Gas Buddy. You know, you might save 20 cents on gas. Sam's or BJ or maybe Costco's. I don't know if Costco sells gas. Maybe look at getting their membership. I mean, what's a membership for Sam's? Like $50-$60 a year. My parents, they have a corporate account with them, so we all get Sam's Club cards, so I don't have to pay for it. But even if their membership is like $50 or even $100 a year, it's worth it. Because here's the thing, man. Sam's Club is 30 cents cheaper than the main street. My Mercedes-Benz C320 that I'm at right now, it takes about 16 gallons. So if you are saving 30 cents per gallon, you are saving about $4.80 filling up at Sam's Club compared to filling up at a regular gas station. I fill up my car twice a week, so that means I'm saving $10 a week or $40 a month by going through Sam's Club, okay? So as long as I go to like Sam's Club, even if I paid $100 a year for a Sam's Club membership, it will pay for itself, you know, after 3 months. And of course, if you drive a lot, you know, the more you drive, the more that Sam's Club membership is going to be worth it for you, you know, because again, in my case, I fill up twice a week, 16 gallons, saving 30 cents, maybe even a little bit more. So I'm saving $5 per fill up, 2 fill ups a week. That's $10, 4 times, you know, 4 times 4 weeks into a month, $40, $40 into a year. That's like what? Almost $500. So if I got myself a membership at Sam's for $100, and I am saving $500 on gas, I'm actually saving $400 in my pocket. So that makes $100 Sam's membership worth it. Maybe the same thing with BJ's, maybe the same thing with Costco, I don't know. But yeah, you guys have to start looking at how to save cost. Right now, guys, the name of the game is not so much how to make money. The name of the game is how to save money. That's the name of the game right now. How do I cut down on cost? Again, if you can go out to Tennessee, you can buy a small land, build a cabin on it, and you can fucking raise your food on it, grow some vegetables, shit like that, you know. Maybe that's the way to go. And also, another thing you guys have to keep in mind, man, go to fucking LA Fitness. You know, I have an LA Fitness membership. It's under $40. I can go to any LA Fitness in North America, Canada, America. I can go into LA Fitness, get my workout on, then go into their showers, you know. So even if you own the freaking cabin in the middle of Tennessee, you know, I wonder if they have an LA Fitness in Tennessee or not. I don't remember. Even if they didn't have an LA Fitness, you know, find another gym. Planet Fitness is a good one, you know. But my problem with the Planet Fitness is that they seem to be a little bit too lefty liberal. But hey, I've been to Planet Fitness, you know. When I was in Idaho a couple of years ago, they didn't have LA Fitness. So I just got myself a monthly pass for $10 at Planet Fitness, and I used their shower. This is what I want you guys out there to understand, man. Just because you don't have a fucking shower at your place doesn't mean it's GG for you, you know. Go to the freaking gym, you know. Gives you a reason to go to the gym, you know. Deliver DoorDash, you know. When I was out in LA, you know, I didn't go to the bathroom in the car. You know, you go to Chipotle, you go to Starbucks, you know, you go to fucking, you know, any, just about any chain, just about any chain store like Chipotle, Starbucks, just go there, use their bathroom, you know. If you guys do DoorDash, do not use the bathrooms of those small mom and pop shops, because the owners are there, you know, and they look at you side-eyed. But if you use the bathroom of Chipotle, Starbucks, Ruby Tuesday, McDonald's, you know, it's not their restaurant. They don't even want to be there themselves. So they don't care if you go there and, you know, use the bathroom. But yeah, man, I'm just letting you guys know. You can break things really, really down to a very, very small and cheap level. As long as you have a working car, DoorDash doesn't give a fuck what kind of car you have. You know, you're delivering food, not fucking, you know, President of the United States. You know, personally, I think this car is too good for the President of the United States. But the point here, guys, is that as long as you have a car that works, you can fucking deliver food. And again, you can use a gym's bathroom if you want to shower. You can use, you know, the bathroom if you want to use the toilet. You can use, you know, Chipotle, Starbucks, McDonald's. They don't care. Get yourself a small cabin, 45 minutes, an hour away from it. And then, you know, go down there to the big city and work. You know, that's a good idea. Personally, guys, you know, if I didn't have family here in Florida, I'd be in Tennessee, you know. Tennessee weather is a lot better than Florida weather. I've been to Tennessee. You know what? If a better bachelor is in Tennessee, heck, I'll hook up with him over there, you know, see what he's up to. I know he comes down to Florida every now and then, you know. He has family here. The point of this video, guys, is that it's really, really sad when you see somebody like Jordan Peterson, who inherently is a good man, goes astray because of woman and money. This is why, again, misery and poverty is good for most people out there. And again, this is why the mainstream media wants to pretty much destroy MGTOW, because we are telling them women are evil. This is why Jesus wasn't married. This is why Lot's wife was destroyed, and Job, a freaking prophet of God, his own wife tried to strike a deal with the devil himself. So imagine today's modern woman, you know. This is why, you know, at the end of the day, what's that Indian scumbag Hamza telling you? At the end of the day, what's Andrew Tate telling you? Get a woman, bro. Get a woman, bro. You're a loser if you don't have a woman. Come on, man. Jesus was a prophet of God and he didn't have a woman. You want to say Jesus was a loser or something like that? Come on, you know. So again, a lot of CIA assets out there, and a lot of these Muslims are, a lot of these big Muslim YouTubers out there, they're CIA assets, you know. It's because they're misguiding you, you know, they're making you look at Hayat al-Dunya, they're making you look at the glitz and glamour of this world. You know, what do all the popular Muslim YouTubers tell you? What do they tell you? Money and bitches, you know. I tell you all the time, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. But what these people tell you is that they tell you, oh yeah, do all that here in this toxic environment. No, you can't fucking get with women in a toxic environment. You can't do that. But yet these Muslim guys, Andrew Tate included, Hamza, who is, you know, Hamza was born a Muslim, then he became an atheist. Trust and believe, guys, come Ramadan in a couple of months, you're gonna see Hamza praying, I'm a Muslim, and all the Muslim idiots out there are gonna support him more than ever. You know, again, it's all CIA false flag operations. Again, your best friend is God and his prophets, because we don't know what's going on out there. Is Steven Crowder authentic in Daily Wire trying to silence him by giving him golden handcuffs, or they give him a lot of money but he can't talk about certain things, you know? Is Steven Crowder and Daily Wire in on it, and then they're gonna make a very, very big, good deal later on, and they're gonna make money because now everybody knows about Daily Wire and Steven Crowder? You don't know what's going on, guys. So yeah, that's my video for you for today, guys. Just live a minimal lifestyle, keep to yourself, and most importantly, stay the fuck away from women in a toxic society. All right, guys, that's my video. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.